When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Al Riley, and he is one of the electors in the state of Illinois. Hey, Al, it's John Williams. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Good. Are you on your way back to Chicago? You were in Springfield, were you?
Yes, I left maybe about 20 minutes ago.
You were one of the electors, 20 from the state of Illinois, who were pledged to, I guess, Joe Biden in your case, correct?
Well, that's correct. I mean, essentially, and that's one of the issues about the Electoral College. The way it's supposed to go is you're supposed to support the person who clearly won the election. And so in this case, it was President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris.
Was there any way that, and I know this is kind of a moot point because it wasn't even close in Illinois, but is there any way by Illinois statute that you could have today voted for Donald Trump?
Well, you know, essentially what we did was we made a pledge that we would vote for the winner. And so you would have been going against the pledge that you made.
Yeah.
And it is a moot point, but, you know, that's the way that that it worked for our state.
I've never talked to an elector right after they have voted in the Electoral College. Is it fair to ask you how you voted then?
I voted for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden.
Do you only have, is that the only thing you're asked, or are there other things that you vote for?
No, that's it, because essentially that's the role of the Electoral College. Once the votes come in, you certify once the popular vote comes in, then all over the country today, yeah, all 50 states, you are then certifying the vote as being an elector. So this was the Electoral College, which has undergone a little bit of controversy lately, but that's what we do.
And do you write a name down, or is it a punch? How do you physically cast that vote for Joe Biden?
There were two ballots, one for vice president, one for president, and they have a number of names. All of the names of the people who were on the ballot running for president and vice president. And so basically you make your check mark next to the person that you wanted.
And then do you hand it to someone or feed it into a scanning machine?
No. There's with only 20 electors, it's an old process. Essentially, your name is called by the chairperson by congressional district. First district was called, and a particular elector would walk up to the well of the floor of the House, and they actually put the ballot in an old ballot box. If they want to make a statement, they made it at that time. They came back to their chair, and then the next person was called. In this case, I represented the second congressional district. I was the second person to cast my ballot.
Did all 20 votes then go for Biden and Harris?
Yes.
And did anybody make a statement?
Well, at the time that you went to the well of the House to actually put your ballots in the ballot box, you were given an opportunity to make a short statement. I did not make one. The most important thing for me is casting those votes for Biden and Harris.
Understood. One last question about that, Al Riley. What are your credentials, Al? I saw it on paper before we spoke on the air just now, earlier this morning. How is it that you are an elector?
Well, you're basically nominated by the Democratic Party of Illinois. So that's, any Illinoisan could have been designated as an elector. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm just a eligible citizen who was chosen to be an elector. I am a state central committee person, and I did serve in the House of Representatives for 12 years. I like to think that my basic qualification was just being a citizen of the state of Illinois.
This has been such a hotly contested election and so close. Well, maybe not as close now as we thought it was at first, but at least on election night, it seemed like Donald Trump won re-election. Now Joe Biden is poised to become the next president. As you were casting that ballot, did you pause or think about the gravity of this, the history of this? You're part of that history as an elector.
Well, I was really carrying out a duty, an honor, based on what I had done in the past. I could say that, you know, there's a few other things that I've done that had the same type of import. I would have a different standpoint, however. The night of the election, it was not particularly close. I think what happened was we had the battleground states and states that, you know, because of the large amount of mail-in votes, took a long time to count. But once those states came in, then we saw it was not close, and as it turned out, it wasn't close in terms of the popular vote, and it definitely was not close in terms of the number of votes needed from the Electoral College.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not contesting that point with you at all, but it would just seem to me like this would be a vote for an elector different than many other votes that electors have cast, and there you were part of that.
Well, history. Yeah, again, I mean, it was the gravity of what happened leading up to the vote, yeah, during the campaign and all of that. And I think a lot of that storm and drong, if you will, really didn't have to happen. But it did, and so it was important, you know, for those of us who believe that there's a certain amount of civility and duty and honor that go to those high elected positions.
One of Illinois' 20 electors, Al Riley. Al, I was glad you were able to join us today. We wanted to check in with one who cast a vote. You did. I'm glad you were able to pick up the phone. Have a safe drive back.
Thank you so much.